when we offer our salah, we should try and offer the salah in full. What I mean by that is, we know that the prayers are classified, they fall into fard, sunan, nafal, witr, etc. And the sunan even as well, sunnah mu'akkada, sunan, sunnah ghayr mu'akkada, the emphasized sunnah, the non-emphasized sunnah. What people tend to do is they leave out the non-emphasized sunnahs or the nawafil after the prayers. And this becomes a habit. Lazily, a person leaves those prayers. It shouldn't be the case. We should be eager to try and perform as much prayer, as much of the prayer as possible. And this will be beneficial to us here and the hereafter as well. Let me give you a hadith for your encouragement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى أربع ركعات قبل العصر حرم الله بدنه على النار. That whoever offers 4 units of salah before Asr, Allah forbids their body from the hellfire. Now these 4 sunnahs before the fard of Asr are sunnah غير مؤكدة. But look what the hadith says. If you do perform them, then subhanallah, your body is haram on the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to perform as much of the salah as possible, including the faraid, the sunan, the nawafil, the wajibat, meaning the witr. Amen.